We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline to break down this game a little bit, and he joins us thanks to McFarland Energy, your Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractor, where they can very affordably heat your three-season room with a Mitsubishi ductless hyperheat unit. Please visit McFarlandEnergy.com. We welcome in Andy Hart, who had a pretty interesting read on WEEI.com about the Patriots being better off without Odell Beckham Jr.
Insane.
Andy Hart, good morning. And are you? Well, you are insane, but why is this take not insane?
I just don't think the timing, the fit, the quarterback, the guy that Odell is at this point in his career. And I know, you know, sometimes I can be in the Rich Keefe school of get really excited about a star player who, you know, can have freakish abilities. I just don't know that Odell is that guy anymore. He hasn't been that guy in 5 or 6 years, hasn't been healthy. And I think the ego and the aura, to use Cam Newton's term, is still the star from 5 or 6 years ago. And when you say, okay, that's going to come in and fit with Mac Jones and a locker room that I think we've all agreed the chemistry, whatever you want to call it, energy of this team is pretty damn good. So I'm not going to go all fitsy and say the Patriots have better weapons than the Chiefs and blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm not going to say something dumb like that. But I don't think it's a hard argument to say where they are now. This isn't Brady's Patriots. This isn't, you know, add one weapon, put them over the top. And I think you could see an ego like that derailing kind of what Mac and his, you know, second and third tier options are doing.
When was the last time you got excited for a player? I call shenanigans on that. I feel like
Jonnu Smith, and I've regretted it ever since.
Oh, so now you're just never going to do it again. I mean, but one of the reasons, not only do I like a flashy number one receiver, Andy, but I just think the AFC is so wide open that you could actually make a case that even at 5-4, an addition, a number one receiver, at least on this team. You're right. He's probably not a number one receiver on as many teams as he used to be. But on this team, he is. I just think you had to look at it a little bit differently because there's no clear-cut favorite right now in the conference.
Well, there's no question. I mean, that's why today is such a big game. This is a playoff game between, you know, 5-4 teams that I think both can make legitimate cases for. They should be playoff teams down the road. I think my point is more like, yes, they need a number one receiver in theory. I mean, their number one receiver didn't show up in the stat sheet a week ago, Nelson Aguilar. Like, he drew a pass interference, and that's his contributions for the day on, you know, an $11 million salary or whatever the hell it is. But I think they're trying to sell us on, and maybe I'm buying into this kind of stupidly. This is sort of the, remember the Red Sox? We got five aces. Well, this team's got five receivers that can make plays, and I don't know, maybe for the here and for the now, for who they're trying to be, maybe that works. I've definitely bought into it. I think Odell is crazy. I think he would have brought crazy to the locker room, and they don't need crazy right now.
See, I don't know much about football, but I would ask you guys.
I would ask. You're getting set up.
I would ask you guys because I don't know what determines a number one. Is a guy who has over 1,000 yards receiving, is that considered a number one receiver?
I think that helps.
Depends on what team and what offense. Yeah.
Well, here's what I would say. Odell Beckham in 2019 had over 1,000 yards receiving.
I mean, Steve Breston had a 1,000-yard season.
No. I'm not saying. But if you look at Odell's career, he's been in the league 8 years. 5 of those years, he's had over 1,000 yards. And then the other 2 years, he was injured. So this guy can still play. 2019, he had 1,000-yard receiving. You don't have a guy that can put up those type of numbers. So if maybe Odell's not the number one receiver on, let's say, the Arizona Cardinals or, you know, who
Packers.
Are, or the Packers right. or something like that. But if he's on your football team, he is your number one receiver, and he is that playmaker that you don't have in the passing game.
No question. He's better than what they have in terms of talent. I still think at this point in his career, but I also think he's still seeking those numbers and seeking that attention. I don't think he will be smiling the way Nelson Aguilar was last week after not touching the football. I think you go down that road. He believes he is the centerpiece receiver, diva receiver, mercurial receiver, whatever adjective you want to use on it. And I mean, 1,000 yards isn't, we know that's not that impressive. Like, I'm not a big numbers guy. You can have a really quiet 1,000-yard season, or you can have a big impact season and maybe not get to 1,000 yards. Like, there's all different numerical breakdowns in the NFL, but I just think the pros and the cons, the negatives that we all, can we all agree that there's a good chance Odell brings potentially negatives, like his attitude? He's had issues in his last two teams, but organizations and quarterbacks didn't want him, fell out of love with him, however you want to term it, and now you're throwing that on Mac Jones's plate in, you know, midway through his rookie season, when maybe they're just trying to figure out, we don't need a 1,000-yard receiver. We don't need a number one receiver. We're going to run the ball. We're going to play defense. We're going to play special teams. The whole game plan that we had in the summer is starting to come to fruition, and that doesn't involve a star receiver.
But if everybody tell me Mac Jones is so accurate, the only thing that Odell needs is 8 or 9 targets a game. And if he's here, he should be able to get that.
Yeah, but that right there, that's the point. He needs 9 targets a game. And I think that's something McDaniels may feel, Mac Jones may feel. I mean, there's no disputing the numbers in Cleveland for Baker Mayfield are dramatically better without Odell over the last couple of years. I think it's a 12-game sample size. That's a big sample size, right? That's 3/4 of a season. They're a better offense. He's a better quarterback without Odell. I don't know how you explain that.
Oh, okay.
Blame Baker, I
thought we weren't really good. So real quickly, Andy, I'm calling this game the rookie wall game for Mac Jones. I feel like the season is finally caught up to him. I feel like there's been a couple games where he's been less than average to below average. I feel like it finally catches up to him today. What do you think?
Well, as a loyal listener, Mondays to the Fourier and Maloney show at 2:30, Mac Jones doesn't believe in the rookie wall, correct? He's never heard of the rookie wall.
He never heard of it, though. That's
never
why.
Heard of it.
Plus, you can't be a loyal listener when it's the Maloney and Fourier show.
I was trying to blow some smoke up Christian's butt there. Put his name first. But isn't it like the boogeyman? If you don't know the boogie, if you've never heard of the boogeyman, you're not afraid to go under the bed or in the closet, right? If you've never heard of the midseason, I mean the rookie wall, you're not afraid of seeing it coming.
Fourier,
he thinks he's hitting midseason form.
Fourier just put it on his radar, though, so now if he does have a bad game, we can all blame Fourier.
He's got to be thinking about his head.
Yeah. Right now, he's so anal, he's going to be like,
he hasn't had a dumpster fire game yet, Andy, and I feel like he's due for one.
No, there'll be one. There's got to be one,
and this could be it.
That's where I agree with you, and this could be it with their pass rush, their secondary, and if he's asked to throw the ball more because they're not coming, you know, maybe Ramondre Stevenson's gets dinged or isn't, you know, getting the production we saw a week ago, and then all of a sudden they're like, we really got to throw the ball more. I don't know this is a Cleveland defense you want to do that against with their pass rush and Garrett and Clowney and those guys. So I do believe that all rookie quarterbacks have those dumpster fire games, from Tom Brady to Peyton Manning, whoever you're going to end up being, Zach Wilson. If you stink, you have them. You may have more of them. If you're good, you're still going to have them, and he hasn't. He's avoided those. Is today the day it comes? Well, I'm not going to necessarily predict that, but I think it'll come at some point. And if it comes today, you probably lose. And now you're kind of looking back up again at the AFC, and you've all seen those numbers, I'm sure, where your playoff chances go from like 68% to 32% if you lose today's game. So there's some pressure here.
Andy Hart at WEEI.com joining us on the Harbor One Hotline. Thank you, Hart. We appreciate it. We'll catch you soon, friend. Thank you.
All right, see you guys. Thanks.
You can read all of Andy's work at WEEI.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.